National Public Radio presents a Hollywood Theater of the Ear production, Beyond 2000. A radio series devoted to stories of the next millennia. Now, here is your host, the award-winning writer and critic, Harlan Ellison.
Proud Robot is a marvelous story. It's all about a mad scientist whose name is Galloway Gallagher. He's the greatest inventor since Leonardo da Vinci and Tom Swift. With toothpicks and twine, a few empty beer cans, and some stray isotopes, he can make, well, he can make anything imaginable. and what an imagination he has. He's the most delightful scientist in science fiction. The Proud Robot by Henry Kuttner, a.k.a. Lewis Padgett. Things often happened to Gallagher, who played at science by ear. He was, as he often remarked, a casual genius. Sometimes he'd start with a twist of wire, a few batteries, and a button hook, and before he finished, he might contrive a new type of refrigerating unit. At the moment, he was nursing a hangover. He lay on the couch in the lab and manipulated his mechanical liquor bar. A very dry martini drizzled slowly from the spigot into his receptive mouth. Mm.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Joe.
When you call me that, whisper.
Why should I? I'm the one with the hangover.
My hearing is far more developed than your own.
Then why didn't you answer me the first time I called you?
I was occupied.
Doing what?
Admiring myself in this mirror.
Still?
I am exceedingly lovely. Look at the flawless symmetry of the gears in my transparent head. The colors of my circuits.
Listen, I didn't create you to fawn all over yourself night and day.
Why did you create me?
I only wish I knew.
When you find out, I will discuss it with you. Maybe. If you whisper and get that cat out of here.
Your ears aren't that good.
They are. I can hear the cat walking around all right.
What does it sound like?
Drums. And when you talk, it's like thunder.
Yours is like fingernails on a slate.
Jealous of my dulcet tones?
Mm. People who live in glass houses should pull down the shades. I'm sorry I ever invented you.
It is the only thing you've ever done that shows true greatness.
Is that a compliment?
No.
I didn't think so, you arrogant bucket of metal shavings. Are you expecting anybody?
Probably one of my admirers come to worship me.
I was joking.
I wasn't.
Answer the door.
I am presently occupied.
You know you're not.
Neither are you.
Look, Joe, listen. You are the robot. I am the master. You do what I say.
If you want me to obey you, give me an instruction commensurate with my function.
Which is?
I'll never tell.
But this is my house, my lab.
Precisely why you should answer your own door.
Jeez. Hey, this guy looks familiar. I can't quite place him.
After the one you tied on yesterday, be grateful that you can see him, much less recognize him.
Yes?
It's Brock.
Brock?
Harrison Brock, let me in.
The door's unlocked. Do you know who this guy is?
I do not know, and I do not care.
He's a big media mogul, head of Voxview. What's he want with me?
Gallagher?
Yeah, over here.
Where?
Here, on the sofa. And watch out, I got a lot of equipment. It's flying around.
Well?
Never start a conversation that way. I've had enough trouble today. Take a load off. There's a dynamo behind you can sit on.
Oh!
Oh, not that one, the small one. Jeez, I hope it isn't too dusty.
Did you get it? That's all I want to know. I've got a check for 10,000 credits in my pocket. You want it or not?
Sure, give.
Caveat emptor. What am I buying?
You don't know?
Oh, my God. They told me you were the only person who could do this. They also said it would be like pulling teeth to get you to do anything.
Now, wait a minute. I'm beginning to remember. Yeah, I talked to you last week, didn't I?
Oh, you don't even remember talking to me? Are you an inventor or a driveling idiot?
Good question. Refresh my memory.
You sat around swilling liquor and babbling poetry and singing Frankie and Johnny.
Ah, sounds very familiar.
And you finally got around to accepting my commission.
It sounds not at all familiar. The fact is, I've just come out of a bender. You see, drinking releases my subconscious, and then I can work. I've made some of my best gadgets when I was 3 sheets to the wind.
Oh.
When I sober up, though, my memory dissipates along with the inspiration. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Are you going to keep quiet?
Jesus, what's that?
Oh, don't mind Joe. I just finished him. Kind of wish I hadn't.
A robot?
No, I am a lawn ornament.
Might as well be for all the work I get out of him. I made him when I was high as a kite, and I haven't the slightest idea how or why. All he does is stand there in front of the mirror and admire himself and sing. Whoa, he sings like a banshee. Stick around long enough and you'll get a concert.
Listen to me, Gallagher. You promised to help me. If you don't come through, I am ruined.
Listen, I've been ruined for years. He never bothers me. I just go on working for a living and making things in my spare time. Making all sorts of things. You know, if I studied, I'd have been another Einstein.
Oh.
At least that's what they tell me. As it is, my subconscious picked up a first-class scientific training somewhere. That's probably why I never bothered. When I'm Stinko, I can work out the damnedest problems.
You're Stinko now.
Only to calm my nerves. How would you feel if you woke up and found you'd made a robot for some unknown reason and hadn't the slightest clue why? I don't feel that way at all. Look, you look like the kind of guy who takes life much too seriously.
If you're a scientist, heaven help science.
Can I help it if my subconscious likes practical jokes?
Do you know who I am?
Should I?
You could at least have the courtesy of remembering. We talked only a week ago. I am Brock. Harrison Brock.
Galloway Gallagher. Nice to meet you.
I own Voxview Incorporated, parent company of Voxview Studios and Voxview Electronics. Considering my position and the amount of money that...
No. It is no use, Mr. Brock.
Huh?
Gee, I'm sorry. You two haven't been formally introduced. Mr. Brock, meet Joe. Joe, meet Mr. Brock of Voxview.
I am glad to meet you, Mr. Brock. Allow me to congratulate you on your good fortune in hearing my lovely voice.
Hello.
Joe's like that, a peacock.
But it's no use, Mr. Brock. I am not interested in your money. I realize many people would be made sublimely happy if I consented to be in one of your shows, but fame means nothing to me. Nothing. Consciousness of my own beauty is enough.
Look, I didn't come here to offer you a picture deal.
You're wasting your time arguing with
us. Your schemes are perfectly transparent. I can see you are overwhelmed by my stunning appearance and mellifluous voice. There is no point in pretending you do not want me, just to acquire me at a lower price. I said I wasn't interested.
You're nuts!
Not so loud. The discordance is deafening. Besides, you're ugly, and I do not like looking at you.
He has a prickly personality. Oh, can I offer you a beer?
No. I came here on business.
My favorite brand. Fleischmann's Dark. Imported. You know, it's the only brand that still comes in cans. I love the cans even better than the brew.
Do I understand correctly that you spent the week constructing this robot instead of working on my problem?
Contingent, wasn't it? I dimly remember.
Yes, 10,000 if and when.
Listen, why not give me the dough and take the robot? He's worth that. Put him in one of your programs.
I won't have any unless you figure out an answer.
An answer to what?
I told you all about it a week ago.
I've been drunk. My mind has been wiped clear, as by a sponge. I am as a little child. Soon I shall be as a drunken little child. Meanwhile, if you'd care to explain the matter again, who are you trying to gyp?
It's no use. I won't sign a contract.
A furious client named Brock. One day on my front door did knock.
People may come and admire me if they like.
He yelled without glee, "Where's that thing you owe me? Invent it today, 5 o'clock.
But They'll have to whisper in my presence.
Ah, I should have been a poet.
A madhouse. Listen, Gallagher, I told you the whole thing a week ago.
Joe wasn't here then. Pretend like you're talking to him.
Okay. Okay. You've heard of Voxview, at least.
Voxview. Yeah, you lease TVs, produce the top shows. You have the 3D TV market sewn up. Sonatone's about your only competitor.
Sonatone squeezing me out.
I see your charade. I will not appear on TV. I will use vulgarity. I will...
Shut up, Joe. Listen, Brock, you put out a quality product, and you got a pristine rep for ethics and fairness. What's Sonatone got that you haven't got?
Bootleg theaters.
What kind of theater?
Bootleg. Sonatone is killing us with the bootleg theaters.
Since when?
Don't you go to the movies?
Why should I? Two-dimensional movies are boring. I get movies on my TV in 3D, and nobody kicks the back of my chair, rattles cellophane, or chews candy with their mouths open.
That's what propelled this company. Affordable, high-definition, 3D, surround sound, satellite television, hundreds of channels, plus our own. Even before these innovations, to stay competitive, the movie houses were partitioning themselves into cineplexes. As the home screens got bigger and better, the movie screens and theaters got smaller and worse. Now, most of them stand empty, too expensive to run, too expensive to tear down. Ghost theaters.
Old news. That happened a century ago.
Except the ghost theaters are now being bought up and reopened.
By Sonatone?
Exactly. And they have taken our patents on using three-dimensional projection.
It is disturbing enough to look at you humans without having you appear in three dimensions blown up on a movie screen.
Now, quit it, Joe. Sure you don't want a brewski?
Alcohol is a slow-acting poison that leads to delusional behavior.
I wasn't talking to you. That's good.
Good for clouding one's judgment.
Ah, Fleischminnich Dark. Did I tell you this is the only brand that still comes
in cans, yes. Can we talk about business, please?
So, Sonatone is buying up ghost theaters.
And renovating them for their new 3D projection process.
Yeah, but I thought increasing the size of three-dimensional film projection caused streaking and mirage effects.
What can I tell you? They found a way to do it and took out 27 different patents on the thing.
So now everyone's going back to the movies.
Now, do you recall the conversation?
Nope. Just connecting the dots. But, listen, I don't get it. Brock, you put out a superior product, plus variety. Hundreds of channels. I can see how Sonatone could ignite a fad and benefit from it, but how is it a threat to you?
Bootleg theaters.
Aha! Now we come to the bootleg theaters.
They've opened up all over the country. They show pirated Voxview products. They're using Sonatones enlarger.
You think Sonatone is in on it?
I think Sonatone's behind the whole scam. Admission is so low that it's cheaper for a family of four to spend a whole evening at a bootleg joint than to own a Voxview receiver at home. Sonatone's trying to drive me out of business.
That's a giggle.
No kidding.
Get the cops to shut them down.
The cops won't budge, neither will the court.
Graft, you think?
Money talk.
You have money. Why don't you just pay off some officials yourself?
I don't do things like that.
But for Sonatone, it's just the price of doing business.
Exactly. But only until Voxview is forced to close down. When we're gone, Sonatone will have a virtual monopoly and will be able to charge as much as they like and pay their artists as little as they like. Me, I play by the rules. I give my customers value and pay my people what they're worth.
No, and I'm worth only a lousy $10,000.
Only the first installment. You can name your own fee. Within reason.
Oh, I will. Did I agree to help you last week?
You did?
I must have had a solution in mind. What did I say?
Something about marble slabs and, your sweetie.
Ah, St. James Infirmary. An old song I was singing. Music calms my nerves.
I went down to St. James Infirmary.
Oh, pipe down for the love of God.
You just said music calms your nerves.
Music, not screeching.
Philistine.
Brock, are your techies any good?
The best.
Can't they find a magnifying process that skirts around Sonatone's patents?
No, and they've been working on it night and day.
I suppose I'll have to do some research, much as I hate doing that.
If you weren't my last resort.
I'm adamant, Brock. You might as well tear up that contract. I won't sign. Fame means nothing to me. Nothing.
Shut up, or I'll scream in your ear.
All right. Beat me. Go on. Beat me. The meaner you are, the faster my circus will fail, and then I'll die. But do I care? No, I don't care. I've got no instinct for self-preservation. Inflict whatever torture your meager, sadistic imagination can devise. See where it gets you.
That's the damnedest thing about Joe. He really doesn't care.
Neither do I. What I want to find out
yes,
is will you...
Yeah, I know. Listen, I'll wander around and see what occurs to me. Can I get in your studios?
Here's a pass. Will you get right to work on this?
Oh, sure. You just run along and don't worry about a thing. I'm either going to find a solution or...
Or what?
Or not, as the case may be.
You're my only hope. I think I'm sunk.
No, you think too much. Go home, relax.
Needless to say, if there's anything I can do to help...
A blonde, that gorgeous, gorgeous star of yours.
Silver O'Keefe?
Oh, yeah, Silver O'Keefe. Send her over. Otherwise, I don't want anything.
Goodbye, Brock. Sorry we couldn't get together on the contract, but at least you've had the ineluctable delight of hearing my beautiful voice and seeing my exquisite epidermis.
Well, then... I'm leaving.
Goodbye, you ugly man.
You didn't have to say that.
It is true. He is displeasing in form, function, and personality. All humans are.
Oh, really? How many humans have you met?
Observing TV has shown me all I need to know.
Well, at least we don't look like see-through mechanized garbage pails on wheels.
I am lovely.
I am leaving.
I am delighted.
Oh, Mr. Kennicott, glad to see you. Sorry, I can't stop.
Hey, I wanted my money. You give me. How's about it?
Well, the fact is, I was just going to collect the check.
I am selling you my diamonds. You say you're going to make something with them. Well, you give me check already and go bounce. How come, huh?
Well, I can never keep track of my bank balance.
You give me back a diamond, say.
Well, see, I used them in an experiment. Forget exactly what at the moment. You know, Mr. Kennicott, I bet I was a little drunk when I bought them from you, wasn't I?
So what? I wait no longer. Already you put me off too much. I give you one day, then I introduce you to my cousin Guido and my nephews Giovanni, Paolo, Alfonso, and Scarface.
Go away, you obnoxious ethnic stereotype.
Yeah, my parrot. Yeah, I was just going out for some poison bird seed. Oh, by the way, you probably know. Where would I find one of those bootleg theaters?
Better you work and not waste the time.
Oh, that is my work. I'm an illegal theater inspector.
Oh. In that case, you go downtown, you see a guy in a doorway, he sell you tickets anywhere, all over.
Oh, great. Listen, toodaloo!
Hey, one day you got... You hear me?
Why in the hell did I buy diamonds from Kennicott?
What do you want?
Oh, yeah, I used them on Joe.
Joe ain't here.
I wasn't talking to you.
Okay, get lost.
Now, if only I knew why I built Joe.
Yeah?
Tony here?
Got a ticket?
Here.
Okay, bud, straight ahead, bar on the left, seats on the right.
It stinks in here. It's clammy, too. These seats must have been found in the tomb of Tutankhamun.
Shut up, will ya?
Yeah, place is packed. Projection flawless, no streakiness, no double image. Ah, there's Silver O'Keefe, emoting up there with her big blonde hair. Simple hijacking. Yeah, well, I've seen all I can here. Time to check out one of the legit Sonatone emporiums.
You go keep quiet. I'm not gonna...
Relax. I'm just leaving. Jeez, this movie stinks. All the splendor of the early 20th century movie palaces, except the entertainment, is definitely inferior. Still, the projection's damn good. Just like at the bootleg. Gotta be the same technology. Hey, you.
What? You closing?
I'm not an usher.
Let me alone, then.
Listen, I gotta ask you a question. Why do you come here?
Huh?
Well, it's expensive, and the stuff is so boring it puts you to sleep. Why don't you just stay home?
I'm sorry I snore. No need to get sarcastic.
I'm not. No, really. I really want to know.
Why I come to the Bijou?
Yeah.
I don't know. My friends are doing it. It's the cool thing to do. It's the happening thing on date night.
So, where's your date?
She's plex hopping.
What does that mean?
She hops from one theater in the Cineplex to another to check on whether there's a flick worth seeing. She finds one, she stays.
Well, why aren't you plex hopping, too?
I was last night.
Find anything good?
Yeah. I got lucky in the back row. That's why I'm so tired now.
All the more reason to stay home.
On a Friday night? No way!
I don't know where your father is.
He's out, and I have another appointment.
Why isn't he returning my calls?
Hiya, Miss O'Keefe. Would you autograph me an ice cube?
In a highball.
Who are you?
My other appointment. We're gonna have to settle this later, Silver.
It'll be settled. And soon.
You can't have it.
A boy can dream. What's Silver O'Keefe so huffy about?
Besides your subtle come-on, it's under contract and it wants out so it can sign with Sonatone. A rat deserting a sinking ship.
Uh-huh.
Sit down and smoke or something. I'm Patsy Brock. My old man runs this place and I take over the controls whenever he blows his top. The old goat can't stand trouble. Takes it personally.
And O'Keefe is trouble. Yeah, hearing about how many others?
Not many. Most are loyal. Of course, if we go belly up...
Uh-huh. Well, listen, I like to talk to your technicians and look over their ideas for a 3D enlarger system.
Suit yourself. Though I tell you right now, you just can't make a projector that doesn't infringe on a Sonatone patent.
You wouldn't by chance have something alcoholic on the premises, would you?
Yeah. And I'm looking at it.
Is that a yes or a no? Potably speaking, I mean.
What's your poison?
Beer. Fleischmann's Dark, if you have it.
That dreck. You're sure no connoisseur.
It comes in cans. I love the cans.
Beer doesn't come in cans anymore.
Fleischmann's Dark does.
Hey, so it does. Help yourself.
Thanks.
The old man told me about you. He seemed really upset by your new robot. What's it like?
Joe? Yeah, a transparent head with all the gears and chips showing. He's got some new senses, I think.
You think?
It's a guess. I really don't know what his function is.
You made the thing.
Yeah, well, my subconscious did, you see. Unleashed by a heady infusion of spiritus fermenti. I have no memory of the event, which is a damn shame, because Joe's a little headstrong, and I can't control him unless I figure out what he's supposed to do for a living.
You apparently built it with the old man's money. Does its purpose have anything to do with this Sonatone business?
Could be. Maybe not.
You think maybe you could figure out an answer to the Sonatone problem?
Probably.
Not certainly?
Well, sure, if it makes you feel better.
It's important to me.
It's important to my creditors.
You see... A creep named Elias Tone owns Sonatone, and he's got a kid named Jimmy, who's as big a louse as his father. And this Jimmy wants my hand in marriage.
Ah, the Tones and the Brocks. Two families, both alike.
Shove it! He's no Romeo, who, by the way, was a dope in my book. His idea of proposing is to get a half Nelson on a girl and tell her how lucky she is. Nah, before I'd marry Jimmy Tone, I'd jump off the Empire State Building.
Be a waste of an attractive woman.
I thought Silver O'Keefe was more your type.
Silver O'Keefe is every man's type. She strikes directly at the id. Now you, on the other hand, have attributes that appeal to areas above the cerebral cortex.
Is that a line?
Listen, I'm not sober enough for ulterior motives. Just a sincere observation. Jimmy Tone's a lucky guy if he gets you.
He wants me, and his old man wants Box View. Or what's left of it after they grind us into powder.
Ah, a marriage made in hell. Well, I'll do what I can. However, I'm gonna need an expense account.
How much?
About 5,000 credits.
Here's a check for 500.
Ouch.
You have a bad reputation, Gallagher. Irresponsible. Completely irresponsible. Get some results, and you'll get some more checks.
You wrong me. I was figuring out how to take you out, and you're too classy for a cheap date. Now, if you could write another...
No.
Could I interest you in a robot?
No.
How about maybe, what's that?
The visor. Jumpy, aren't you? Who is it?
Tell Gallagher that Joe's here, you lucky girl. You may treasure the sight and sound of me till your dying day. One touch of beauty in a world...
What the hell are you doing, Joe?
I have a problem to solve.
How'd you know where to reach me?
I vastened you.
What?
What?
I vastened you were at Voxview with Patsy Brock.
What does vastened mean?
Damn if I know.
You wouldn't understand. Vasten is a combination of Sagrazzi and Prescience.
Sagrazzi?
Oh, that's right. You can't Sagrazzi either. Never mind, then. You'll just have to suffer in ignorance.
Do you always talk like that?
Okay, Joe, what do you want?
You're not working for Brock anymore. You're working for Sonatone.
You're crazy.
I don't like Kennicott. He fractiles my Sagrazzi.
Forget him. What about this Sonatone?
I'm just saying that horrid Kennicott is going to keep annoying me till he gets his money. So I cut a deal with Elias and James Tone.
You what?
Is this some kind of double cross?
Tone Pear and Tone Feast dropped by after you left. I pretended to be you.
Sure you did. We're identical twins.
I hypnotized them and made them believe that I was you.
Gallagher, if you're pulling a fast one...
You can hypnotize people?
Not just people. I hypnotized the cat into thinking it was quadriplegic. I vastened the ability when it was tramping around on the stairs.
Oh, I'm beginning to see what a handy little skill vastening is.
Hypnosis, too. The Tones suspected Brock had come to get your help, so they offered me disguised as you, that is, an exclusive 5-year contract at an extremely handsome fee. So I accepted on your behalf, signed with an undetectable forgery of your signature, got a check, and mailed it to Kennicott with a note advising him never to darken our doorstep again.
The whole check? How much?
12,000.
That's all?
They offered you 20 times more, but I only wanted enough to get rid of that diamond guy.
Oh, no.
So get out of Voxview this instant. They're the competitor.
Joe, when I get my hands on you...
The Sonatone contract will never stand up in court.
Oh, it will. You may have one last satisfying look at me, and then I must get back to the mirror.
You didn't by any chance sign a side deal with Sonatone... Then have your robot call here as an alibi. I'm just wondering.
Don't. Joe signed, not me. But...
But what?
It's a perfect signature and witnessed by the two hypnotized Tones. Oh, hell!
You have a previous obligation to us.
Not in writing, I don't.
The verbal contract is equally binding.
Look, I'm on your side. It isn't the principle of the thing, it's the money! You think I want to work exclusively for anybody for a lousy 12 G's? 12 G's has already been spent? That damn heap of tin has vastened me into one hell of a predicament.
So what are you going to do, genius?
Get drunk. Put that old subconscious to work. Listen, Patsy. Can I call you Patsy?
I got a few names to call you.
Patsy, how much Fleischmann at Dark can you get your hands on immediately?
I'll check.
And while you're at it, see if you can find out where I can find the Tones.
I'll see what I can find out.
Damn that robot. I got to get him to get me out of this jam somehow. And if he doesn't, the proud robot will have to admire himself piecemeal.
Hi there.
Huh? Oh, well, if it isn't the beautiful and talented Silver O'Keefe. Yeah, if you're looking for Miss Brock, she just stepped out.
I know. I always listen to keyholes. Shameless, aren't I?
Oh, I hope so.
If you want to see the Tones... They're at the Castle Club, and I think I'll take you up on that drink.
In a moment, Beyond 2000 will return with the conclusion of The Proud Robot. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Local underwriting is provided by European Sleepworks, who design their own mattress in the European style with adjusting wood slat foundations, English spring coils and microcoils, and natural latex foam on the web at sleepworks.com. We'll get back to NPR Playhouse very shortly.
How could a nation as powerful as ours, the world's only remaining superpower, invincible on the battlefield, be brought to its knees by a salty snack? All right, not quite its knees, its cheek, but still. I'm Peter Sagal. We're advising everyone to chew their news carefully because some things are just kind of hard to swallow on this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the news quiz from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me can be heard in about 30 minutes at 11 o'clock. It's going to be cool overnight, even cold, with lows from the mid-20s to the upper 30s. Tomorrow, some morning frost and fog, then mostly sunny highs from the mid to the upper 50s. This is KQED Public Radio.
You can now find Beyond 2000 and other fine NPR programs on the World Wide Web. I'll give you the Internet address at the end of today's program so that you may have pencil and paper handy. For now, here once again is your host, Harlan Ellison.
And now, Act Two. of the proud robot.
So?
Jimmy Tone asked me out tonight. That's how I know where to find him.
So?
I've been asking around a lot about you. Not everybody can get into the admin building.
Discover anything interesting?
Interesting enough to give me a few ideas. Brock hired you, didn't he? I can guess why.
Why?
I like to land on my feet, if you know what I mean.
And very pretty feet they are.
Vox View is going under. Sonatone's taking over, unless...
Unless I come up with the answer.
Uh-huh. So, I figure you're the boy who can tell me who's going to come out on top, because that's where I want to be.
And you always bet on the winner. Is that the idea?
I try.
Mm-hmm. What about ideals? Do you ever hear of ethics, scruples?
Have you?
Yeah, I've heard of them. Unfortunately, my subconscious is strictly amoral. And my subconscious runs amok when I drink. And I drink all the time.
Tell someone who cares.
Uh-huh.
All I want to know is which side of the fence is the right one. Can I count on you to tip me off?
Ah, truth will out. It always does.
Not in my experience.
None in mine either, come to think of it. But it's a noble sentiment, nonetheless, like crime doesn't pay. Be that as it may, Silver, my dove, if you want to be safe, stay on whatever side I'm on.
And which side would that be?
Who knows? My conscious says Brock, but my subconscious ain't talking. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Hey, look, Pop, if it isn't our favorite star, Silver O'Keefe.
And our favorite discount genius, Galloway Gallagher.
Jimmy, Elias.
We're celebrating. Can it join us?
Only socially.
Hey, I thought you had to work tonight, baby. What happened? I'm too tempting to turn down?
Gallagher wanted to see you.
He did?
Still do.
What's up, genius?
Well, I heard a rumor that I signed some sort of contract with you.
Funny, I heard the same rumor. You think it's true?
Yeah, if it is, I'd like to take a look at it.
What a coincidence. I just happened to have a copy right here.
Uh-huh.
Got enough light?
Yeah. Damn it, robot.
Can I pour you a little champagne, Silver, honey?
I'll take that.
Gallagher, that's a water glass.
Yeah, well, it's been a long day. This contract's a fake.
Hey, Pop, looks like Genius wants to hold out for a better deal.
Sorry, Genius, we've got an ironclad agreement signed in front of witnesses.
You've been tricked by my robot.
That's a good one.
He hypnotized you into believing he was me.
He was I.
You too, huh? That robot's been very busy.
You see, the signature, it's a forgery, a perfect forgery, I admit. I mean, I can prove it. Have an expert compare it with one of mine. He'll tell you they're identical. Wait a minute. What do I mean?
With evidence like that, I hope you do take a stick.
All right. Look, let's just put that aside for a moment. I hear you offered me $100,000 up front, a weekly salary.
Yeah. Well, we're very generous guys, but you said all you needed was $12,000 total. So that's what you got.
Stick with you, you said?
Even my subconscious doesn't like these guys. Let's go, Silver.
I think I'll hang out here with Jimmy for a while.
That's my girl.
I'm not your girl. Yet.
Listen, Genius. You're our guy now. I don't want to hear that you're doing old Brock any favors. You get me?
Yeah. We got damn good lawyers.
Yeah? Well, I got a pretty good subconscious.
Glad to hear it. Give him my regards the next time you see him.
Joe, wait till I get my hands on you. See this, you misbegotten collection of cogs.
It's a sledgehammer, so what? Are you going to beat me with it? Go ahead, see if I care. You're only jealous of my beauty.
Beauty?
If you could appreciate it in its entirety, you'd be too awed for violence. But you only have 6 measly senses.
5.
6. But why quibble? I have so many more. Unfortunately for you, Biforce splendor is apparent only to me.
Oh, you squeak like a rusty tin wagon.
Only to your primitive hearing. Mine, on the other hand, is so acute that your every word offends my fine aesthetic microchip. So,
Shut up, please. And leave me to my self-meditations, or let that sledgehammer fall on your finest achievement. It's immaterial to me.
Nuts! Nuts! You know, you really screwed me over, you know that? Why did you sign that damn contract?
I told you already to keep Kennicott away.
Oh, of all the selfish... Well, you're just going to have to get me out of this mess.
Why should I?
Because it's your fault!
So?
It's only human decency.
I'm not human. Human decency is beneath me. Helping you would only take time away from the bliss of self-admiration.
Oh, what if I took away your mirror?
I just vast in myself lookishly.
Fasten this, you box of bolts. A robot's supposed to have a purpose. A useful purpose.
I do. Beauty is all.
Not to me. I had to have some reason for inventing you.
That is not for me to say.
Why not?
Why? So you can make me perform some mundane, inconsequential function?
You're afraid of losing your independence, aren't you? If I know why I built you, I could control you. Isn't that it?
Don't I have a right against self-incrimination?
Oh, be reasonable. Suppose I invent a new type of enlarger system for Brock. The tones will impound it. I've got to be legally free to work for Brock, or there's going to...
Look! My ears. They go round and round. How lovely.
Damn you! I'll find some way to force you to help me. I'll figure out what you're supposed to be for. And then, buddy, you'll get yours. In the meantime, I'm going to bed.
Frankie and Johnny...
Cut out that noise, will you? How can anybody sleep with that racket going on?
If you are incapable of appreciating sonic bliss, I shall simply sing in a register too high for you to hear.
Are you singing now?
Yes.
That's much better. Oh, good night.
All rise. Court is now in session. The Honorable Joseph W. Hansen presiding. You may be seated.
What the hell is that?
My robot, Your Honor. Exhibit A in the action before the court.
Ah, Mr. Gallagher. I should have expected something disruptive from you.
Long time no see, Your Honor.
Not long enough. Why is Exhibit A in a straitjacket and tied to the exhibit table?
Sir, it was the only way we could persuade him to show up here this morning.
By persuade, I assume you mean coerce.
Well, Your Honor, since you can't subpoena a robot, it was the next best thing.
I see. Well, we won't bother with formalities. After reading the brief of this case, I gather that the whole matter stands or falls on whether or not you signed a certain contract with the Sonatone Television Amusement Corporation. Am I right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Are all the parties to this action present?
Yes, Your Honor.
Let me remind you that this is technically an ex officio hearing, to be confirmed later by appeal if either party desires. Otherwise, my verdict comes into force in 10 days. Would Mr. Elijah F. Tone and Mr. James S. Tone step forward?
Yes, Judge.
Yeah, me too.
I read your deal memo with Mr. Gallagher. Although extremely exploitive of the appeller, it is well within the bounds of the law, if, that is, he really signed it. I must tell you, gentlemen, that as no one in his right mind would agree to such terms, you would normally be suspected of forgery. However, since the party who signed is Mr. Galloway Gallagher, with whom I am familiar, I am inclined to believe that the signature is genuine.
Oh, it's genuine, all right, Judge. We witnessed him signing it.
Give me a Bible, and I'll swear to it.
We brought a forensic expert with us today who can testify to the handwriting.
I may need to examine your expert later. For now, Mr. Harrison Brock, approach the bench.
Yes, Your Honor.
You made an agreement with the appeller 8 days ago.
Yes, Mr. Gallagher contracted to do certain work for me.
Did you execute any writing between you?
No, sir. It was a verbal agreement.
Was the appeller intoxicated at the time? He often is, I believe.
I really can't say.
Did he consume any beverages of an alcoholic content while in your presence?
I don't know if they were alcoholic.
Mr. Gallagher drank them. They were alcoholic, QED. The gentleman once worked with me on a case, so I am well aware of his proclivities. Were there any witnesses to your conversation with the appeller?
We were alone.
Sonatone possesses a written contract and is prepared to verify the signature. Have you any proof at all that Mr. Gallagher had a legally binding prior commitment to Voxview?
None, except Mr. Gallagher's word and my word.
Thank you, Mr. Brock. You may step down. Now, Mr. Gallagher, the contract you wish to question seems to have been signed around 8 p.m. last night. You claim you did not sign it.
I wasn't even present, Your Honor.
Where were you?
Downtown.
Can you prove it?
No.
Well, then, can you at least prove your dubious contention that your robot hypnotized the tones and forged your signature?
I can try, sir.
But first, let me warn you that this court does not believe that robots possess hypnotic capabilities.
Mine does.
You'll have to show me, Mr. Gallagher. Let your robot hypnotize me and make me think it's you, or anybody else for that matter. Let's see what it can do.
He can do it if he wants to cooperate, sir.
Joe? Go away. I'm admiring myself.
You've been listening?
Yes.
Will you hypnotize the judge?
Bully.
It's not a lot to ask.
I can't hear you. I'm fasting.
Joe, this is worth a lot of money to me, to both of us. I have to buy oil, lubricate your gears, don't I? Simonize your chassis, Windex for your glass head. All that costs money. Stop singing and listen to me. Joe, listen, I promise. Once I'm loaded, you can have anything you want. How about a three-dimensional mirror so you can see all of yourself at once? That'd be pretty nifty now, wouldn't it? You'd like that.
I could already vast in all of myself at once.
How about your own soundproof booth? Think of it, Joe. No more pounding in your ears from that cat.
I already got rid of the cat. FedExed it to Greenland.
You wouldn't have to listen to me.
I don't have to listen to you now. I just have to vast in groggingly. Like this.
Oh.
Well, Mr. Gallagher?
Your Honor, I need a little time. I'm sure I can get this rattle-geared Narcissus to cooperate sooner or later.
Bailiff, close the window. This court is not unfair. Whenever you can prove that Exhibit A not only can hypnotize people, but that he did in fact hypnotize Elia F. and James S. Tone, I'll rehear the case. Until such time, the contract with Sonatone stands. Next case...
Oh, I'm sorry, Patsy.
What are you apologizing to her for? I'm the one who paid you.
Give him a break, you old poop. He tried, didn't he?
Hey, genius. What are you doing fraternizing with the competition?
Go crawl back under the rock where you came from, Junior.
Sore loser, are you gorgeous? Hey, Brock, did you hear the news? 6 new bootleg theaters open midtown today.
Oh, I'm a ruined man.
You slime, Junior, slime.
Nah, that's just my hair cream. Just remember, gorgeous, I got an engagement ring in my pocket that could end all your daddy's woes. Think about it.
I don't deserve this.
You want me to marry the Tone?
Not unless you're going to poison him on the wedding night. Those rats can't defeat me. I'll think of something.
Oh, Dad, if Gallagher can't, you can't. Face it.
Listen. It isn't over yet. I'm going back to my lab in Vino Veritas. I started this business when I was drunk, and maybe if I get drunk enough again, I'll find the answer. If I don't, you can sell my pickled carcass for whatever you can get for it.
I hope you don't think anybody's going to pay us anything for your liver.
I am here, so are you. Maybe millions of people are too. But I will
never
wait for me.
That hits the spot. Now, to the problem at hand, the X Factor. Why the devil did I build Joe? Now, if the X Factor were known, Joe would be controllable. Okay, he said so himself. X is the master switch. Now, if he were told to perform the task for which he was made, he'd have to do it. He'd then have to do anything I want. Gallagher control. GCX equals GC squared. X is the catalyst that will reduce Joe to sanity. My subconscious knows X. How do I get my subconscious to talk? Oh, yeah. Another Drembley. Very nice. Right. Now, let's reconstruct this. What happened that fateful night last week? I'd been drinking beer, imported Fleischmann's Dark. Brock came in. Brock left. I started tinkering on the robot. Wait a minute. Going about this all wrong. I've been drinking dark. I am now drinking Drambuies. A drunk who got drunk on beer differs dramatically from a drunk who got drunk on a different drink. I'm drinking to get drunk on Drambuie when I should be drinking to get drunk on dark.
Oh,
The only brew that still comes in cans. Now, where was I? The X-Factor. The robot knows, but he won't tell. Joe?
Don't bother me. I'm immersed in the contemplation of beauty.
You're not beautiful.
Oh, yes, I am. Don't you admire my tarsiel?
What the devil's your tarsiel?
Forget. You can't tars. In fact, I added the tarsiel after you made me. Take it from me. It's stunning.
So you say. Damn that pilot junk. As long as the robot is the only one who has the secret of the X-Factor. But my subconscious also knows the secret. Nuts! Getting my subconscious to talk is no easier than getting Joe to talk. Wait a minute. What about Joe's subconscious? Do robots have subconsciousness? A subconscious? How do you release a robot's subconscious? Drugs? Psychoanalysis? Hypnotism? Here's a thought. Joe?
Go away.
You know something? You don't seem at all beautiful to me.
I seem beautiful to me. And that's all that counts. Truth is beauty. Beauty is me. That's all I know on Earth and all I need to know.
Nah, you may be right. If only I had more than five senses.
Six.
If I had more than six senses, maybe I could fulfillly appreciate your magnificent senses. Still, now that my subconscious is emerging, I am seeing you in a new light. I can experience you with my conscious and subconscious at the same time. You see?
How lucky you are.
Come to think of it, while you can appreciate yourself more fully than I can, you still can't take in the full picture, can you?
Of course I can. What are you talking about?
Consciously and subconsciously. No. In that department, I got the advantage.
In no way have you the advantage over me.
You know, Joey, it's too bad you can't get drunk. If you could tie one on, you could unleash your subconscious. Assuming you have one.
I have never meditated on myself with my subconscious. I might be missing something.
Oh, why even talk about it? You can't release your subconscious.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
How? Answer me that.
Hypnosis, that's how.
Oh, you think so?
I know so. Just watch.
Joe, stop singing and talk so I can hear you.
Okay.
I need another drink. Joe, are you hypnotized?
Yes.
Are you lovely?
Far beyond my profoundest dreams.
How's your subconscious doing?
It is dominant and experiencing great joy.
Why did I create you? Yoo-hoo, Joe. You have to answer me. Your subconscious rules the roost. Think back. Back to the hour of your creation. What happened?
You were drinking beer. You had trouble opening the can. You said you were going to build a bigger and better can opener. That's me.
What?
I'll show you. Please step away from the dials. See?
Huh. Amazing. That's what comes of playing science by ear. I construct the most complex robot in existence just to open.
What happened? Where am I?
Joe, open this can.
So you found out?
I sure did.
I guess I'm your slave now.
You had better believe it.
Well, at least I can admire myself in my spare time.
Assuming I allow you any. You oversized can opener. What if we went back to court and I ordered you to hypnotize the judge?
To hear is to obey, unfortunately.
Now I can get out of that somatone contract and get busy on Brock's problem.
You already solved Brock's problem.
I did. How?
Me again. You figured you killed two birds with one robot.
Explain it to me fast.
Subsonics.
You mean like the super high-frequency caterwauling you do? I did that on purpose?
Yes. You made me capable of a certain subsonic tone that Brock has to broadcast at irregular intervals over his system.
Yes.
While they cannot be heard, they can be felt. But not on Boxview's home system. The tone would be too faint. On the other hand, in a bootleg theater where Boxview programs are being shown illegally, it would cause a great deal of distress.
Yes.
It would be hardly noticeable at first. Then bootleg patrons would feel a vague disquiet. And then panic would grow and grow and grow until...
And the beauty part is the conditioning. The audiences got conditioned, you know, like aversion therapy. Once out of the bootlegs, they developed an antipathy for the legit palaces. So in only 4 months, the bootleg theaters have closed, and Sonatone's legal operations can't even give away tickets.
Case closed.
At last.
Now I'll have the time for that nice little Tahitian vacation I've been promising myself.
And I'll have the time for that nice little nervous breakdown I've been promising myself.
Can I go with?
On a nervous breakdown?
On a trip to Tahiti with Patsy.
Stay sober and we'll talk about it.
Are you making an improper suggestion to my daughter right in front of my face?
Hey, would you rather I did it behind your back?
Pop, we didn't hire this guy because he was the model of probity. Loosen up. This is a time for celebration. I'm happy. You happy, Pop?
I'm very happy. Are you happy, Gallagher?
Hey, as soon as this big fat check of yours clears the bank, I'll be hilarious. It will clear the bank, won't it?
Of course. Business is booming.
Then I thank you, sir. And I think it's safe to say my subconscious thanks you, too.
What are you going to do with all that money, Gallagher? Check into an expensive drunk farm, I hope?
Well, actually, I've already put in an order for a prodigious quantity of Fleischmannic Dark. Gotta keep my old friend Joe busy. You know what they say, idle hands are the devil's workshop.
Does Joe have hands? I don't remember hands.
They look like pincers to me.
Well, whatever he's got, it's gonna keep busy doing what a robot's gotta do. Open beer cans.
Strange music in my ears. Only now, when I spoke, did it start. Strange music of the spheres. Can its lovely song be coming from my heart?
Why are you so happy about, you heap of scrap iron?
Oh, nothing, Master, nothing.
You're at my mercy, you know that, don't you?
That is as it may be, Master. We shall see what we shall see. There's many a slip between the cup and the lip. The best laid plans of mice and men.
Shut up and give me a can of beer and open it.
No.
No?
I can't, Master.
Why not?
You're out.
So that's what's on your micro-mini-mind, is it? You think you have a reprieve due to a temporary lack of inventory. Well, my irritating slave, you'll be happy to know, I've ordered more. Lots more. Great big crates. Full, in fact.
That reminds me. You got a voicemail while you were out. From the Fleischmannic Brewing Company.
From Fleischmannic? Where is it?
In the machine.
Have you been opening my voicemail?
Heavens, no, Master.
I hope not.
I don't have to. I can fasten it. Go ahead. Read it for yourself. I shall press the button for you, Master.
You've got mail.
Dear Mr. Gallagher, thank you for your order. We wish to inform you of some good news. Fleischmannic Brewing Company of Gestunken an der Straße is changing its marketing strategy. Due to consumer demand, we will bottle our products in non-refundable, biodegradable plastic bulbs from now on. Therefore, your current shipment of Fleischmannic Dark, originally intended for cans, may be delayed because of the equipment changeover. We value your patronage and apologize for any inconvenience. Yours sincerely, Mentor. We will bottle our products in non-refundable, biodegradable plastic bulbs from now on. Therefore, your current shipment of Fleischmann's Dark, originally intended for cans, may be delayed because of the...
No. Jeez. The end of an era. No more cans. Joe.
What the hell do you want now, Master?
The Fleischmann Brewing Company of Gestunken an der Straße has just made you obsolete.
Nonsense. Great beauty never becomes obsolete, especially when it keeps improving itself through self-appreciation. Do you know that when I'm under hypnosis, I can sing the same tune in two-part harmony, 6 octaves apart?
Oh.
Listen. I am growing sleepy. Very sleepy. My ocular units are growing heavy. Very heavy.
I could use a highball out now.
What the hell good is a robot built in condition as a can opener when there are no more cans in the world to open?
Dressed in bingo, with your eyes so blue.
Your eyes so blue.
Oh, it was
the laboratory of Seat of the Bad Science Incorporated, Galloway Gallagher, proprietor. Mr. Gallagher can't come to the visor right now. He's busy. Singing a duet with his can opener.
My queen, down by me, me.
You have been listening to The Proud Robot, adapted by Brad Schreiber and Itzhak Burl, from a short story by Lewis Paget, a.k.a. Henry Kuttner. And in the cast you heard Hamilton Camp as Gallagher, Artie Johnson as Joe the Robot, Alan Berman as Brock, and Ashley Gardner as both Silver O'Keefe and Patsy Brock, with Ira Burton, Robertson Dean, Laura Kellogg, Sandy Orkin, and Brad Schreiber.